Watertown is holding a primary election Tuesday for two seats on the city council. The election is nonpartisan, so all six candidates are running for the chance to move on to the general election in November. Joanna Richards went to a Meet the Candidates event last night at the Italian American Civic Association and has this report.
The candidates weighed in on issues ranging from fluoride in the water supply to making Watertown more welcoming to dogs. Several dozen people came to listen. Two incumbents have the most name recognition. Teresa Macaluso owns a coffee shop. She wants to offer small businesses tax incentives similar to those large-scale projects often receive. Jeff Smith is a physician's assistant and owns an urgent care center. He's an advocate for alternative energy and says fiscal stability is the city's number one issue. Four newcomers are vying for the seats. Stephen Jennings, a county public health planner, wants to revitalize struggling neighborhoods. Jasmine Borgini and Rod Lefebvre both want to keep more young people in the area. Borgini, a gymnastics teacher, wants to reduce the cost of living. Lefebvre, a sales engineer for an electronics company, thinks more jobs are key. Cody Horbaz, an auto dealership service consultant, thinks the city could use a dog park. He's also a critic of tax breaks for big housing developers. Primary day is next Tuesday. All registered voters in the city can cast a ballot. Four of the six candidates will advance to the general election in November. That will determine who gets the two city council seats. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.